Amen. It's the excited ones that are going to get something from God. So let's all stand. Let's pray. Let's believe God that the Holy Spirit speaks to our hearts as the word comes forth, as we worship, as we praise. Jesus said many times, he said, what do you believe about it? So do you believe you're going to have a good service?
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. Those yes. Nathan needs healing. So there's some things that are going to happen tonight. Hallelujah. Father, we want to thank you for your goodness and your great grace. Thank you for this place. A bunch of Holy Ghost fired up people. Woo! We stir ourselves up. We come to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, as we use our faith. Hallelujah. The Bible says through faith and through the power of the Holy Spirit, things get accomplished. And so we want to say thank you that we worship you tonight and we praise you. Let's pray in the Spirit. We take authority, hallelujah, over every devil, demon, and evil spirit in the name of Jesus. And we say, thank you, Father, that those things have to be dispelled, that the presence and the power of God would come flooding this place, flood our hearts, open up our eyes to see that you've got good things in store for us. Hallelujah. You've got a plan. You've got a purpose. You've got a desire. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in a future. We thank you, Lord, that your plan, your purpose, hallelujah, what you desire shall be fulfilled in each one here. Your plan, your purpose. And that's what we pursue in the name of Jesus. And so we want to thank you, Lord God, that we can hear from heaven, hallelujah, that it will be a clear channel from heaven tonight. Hallelujah. Zobokuramashidarabasikarara. Holy Spirit, we want to thank you for praying through each one. Go ahead and pray in the Spirit. God's praying through you. God's speaking. Hallelujah. He's praying something into the atmosphere. He's praying for people here. Hallelujah. Those watching by live stream, you're praying for them. It's not by our might, not by our power, but by the Spirit of God, says the Lord of hosts. He takes our weaknesses, hallelujah, and he works through them, and he comes through strong, hallelujah. We thank you for your word that we will hear tonight, hallelujah. It'll be a word in season. It'll be a powerful word, hallelujah. Give boldness, hallelujah, to Pastor. Give unction and utterance, hallelujah, in the Holy Ghost, that there'd be demonstrations of signs, wonders, and miracles, that the preaching and teaching will not be with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power. Hallelujah. Everybody say the Spirit,
Spirit.
And power.
Power.
Amen. You're weighing off. We got to keep going. Hallelujah. Come on. Sakaramasa. Come on, TC guys. Stir yourselves up. Hallelujah. If anybody should be excited, it should be you. Hallelujah. Sambukura. Eva sambukobaki se. Zakatakraki se. E namakitaba. E namakitakrama sanderebeke se. Sambuko. Hey, Luke. Luke, come here. Come here, son. Luke, quick. Sambukobranga shikata. Eva sambaramakasa. Come on, pray in the Spirit a little bit. That's good enough. Keep at it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Samboko malangata. Hallelujah. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Oh, see, the Lord is speaking. The Lord is speaking. Hallelujah, the Lord is speaking.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes. Sometimes the battle might look big, but God's got you. Sometimes the situation might look big, but God's got you. You see, no weapon formed against me shall ever prosper. Yes, come on, come on. You know what? I just sense in my spirit right now, we're on the edge of a breakthrough right now. Somebody in this place, you've been dealing with a mountain. You've been dealing with something. Come on, just press in right now. The breakthrough is about to happen. I can feel it. Come on. Come on, everybody in this place, stretch your hands towards heaven. Come on. Come on, we're not playing church tonight, we're having church. Come on. He on the boshi on the robasa kata tatari shi on the romosi on the robasa kata. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on. Yes. 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 Yep. Yeah, mountain has to go in the name of Jesus. Yes. Yep. Yes. Yep. Hallelujah. Bodies line up right now in the name of Jesus. Minds line up right now in the name of Jesus. Come on. Yes. Someone's been dealing with some bad thoughts here. Someone's been dealing with some negative thoughts, almost depressive thoughts. And some the devil's been kind of telling you lies about you and about that you're worthless. Guess what? That has to go right now. Come on. If that's you, tell it has to go. Get out of my head. You don't belong to me. You don't mess with me. Come on. Come on. Get rid of that right now. That has to go. Come on. You're worth something. You're not a piece of trash. You're God's chosen person. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Woo. Woo. Come on. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, ha. You know, when the devil's been messing around with you, and when the devil's been, you know, telling you lies and stuff, what do? Do you just go, oh, oh, woe is me? Oh, what am I going to do? How am I going to get through this? No, you don't do that. You know what really drives the devil crazy, which he can't stand? You got to laugh at him, because he's nothing but a deceiver and a liar. Are you listening to me? Okay, he might be whispering stuff into your ear, and I guarantee right now there's about five of you in this place right now this week. The devil's been telling you some things, and he's been really hounding you. There's five of you right now that's in this place, and the devil's been messing with you, messing with your head, telling that you're worthless, that you're garbage, that you're not worth nothing. I'm going to tell you something right now. Y'all need to start laughing. Yeah. Y'all need to start stirring up that joy on the inside, because depression is not of God. That's not who you were designed. You know what? You're not supposed to feel oppressed. You're not supposed to feel down. You're not supposed to feel sad. So come on right now. We just need to start laughing. If you don't feel like it, fake it till you make it, baby. Come on. Come on. Just turn it on right now. Just start laughing right now. Laugh at the devil. Laugh at that situation. Laugh at those lies that he's been telling you. Because it's not real. It's a lie. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. You see? And what happens when you start laughing? You know, sometimes you got to fake it to get over, and then you get over it. That's it. Come on. Come on. Some of you need to stir it up a little bit more. Come on. Come on. We're having church tonight. We're making the devil run tonight. Come on. Hey. Yes. Yes. Hey, Pastor Dave, come here. Come here. Lord just gave me a word for you. I need an usher. Okay, I'm going to tell you something right now. All this foolishness going on with Bombardier, don't even worry about it, because God's got you, and there's going to be double portion right now. Boom. Come on. Come on. Woo. Come on. Come on. Come on. Woo. Yes. Yeah. As simple as that. Woo! Are you still laughing? That situation. Come on, laugh at it. Laugh at that situation. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha. Woo! Woo! Those of you watching online, you start laughing at that situation right now. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha ha. Yes. Ha 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 ha. Woo! Yes. Praise God. I can go all night, but Pastor needs to speak. Woo! Hey, cufflink. Hey, Pastor Ken, how you doing? You doing good? Amen. Well, we're going to take the offering now. Ha, ha, ha. Now's a good time to take the offering. So dig down deep, but not too deep to where the change is. Yeah, God loves a cheerful giver. How many cheerful givers we got in here? We got two cheerful givers. Come on, how many cheerful givers do we have in the house tonight? Come on, how many cheerful givers we got in here tonight? All right, well, we got seven. All right. We have one big one on the floor. Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you something. God is good. Amen. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what situation is, God is always making sure that you are taken care of. Our God is a God of more than enough. Come on now. Amen. And so you know what? This is just a way for us to honor our Heavenly Father. Now let me tell you something. Church, this building, it costs money to operate. To turn the lights on, you know. Pastor Ken, Pastor Roma, myself, you know, we got to eat. You know, Solo's got to eat. Solo, you know, he's got his ears up now, praise God, but, you know, they had ear issue. But, you know, praise God, God supplies all of our needs. And you know what, we're able, the gospel is free, but it costs money to send it, and because of people like you, we're able to do what we're doing. And you know what, this church is growing. We're seeing increase take place. You know, we're seeing physical increase. We're seeing spiritual increase. And praise God, we're seeing financial increase. Amen? And so that's because of people like you are giving. Now, let me tell you something. When you give, Scripture tells us that it's not going void. When God sees you and you're giving God something to work with, He's going to take your seed and He's going to make it grow. How many of you like a harvest? Three people. How many people like a harvest? I got to talk to some farmers over here. Because you got to do something. You got to sow some seed in order to receive something back. Amen? You got to plant some seed in order to receive something back. And so that's the way it works. If a farmer goes out and stands in his field come September or October, whatever harvest is, and there's nothing there, and way back in planting season, he didn't plant, well, he's crazy. He didn't plant nothing, so how can he expect to receive? So let me tell you something. When you're giving your offering and your tithes, okay, you're planting seeds into your life so that you're able to receive a harvest. Because there will come a rainy day when situations arise. But you've already made a deposit. You've already planted seed into the kingdom. Come on now. And that the Lord knows what you're going to be going through. He knows what situations are going to arise, but He is preparing. He's getting you ready. But you have to give Him something to work with, amen? Stand on your feet tonight. You stay down there. Amen? If you're ready, stretch your offering up to the Lord. Stretch your seed up. Now I'm going to pray a general prayer. You pray over your seed. You know what you're believing for. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for tonight, Lord. We thank you for Faith City Church, and we thank you for the joy of the Lord that's flowing in this place tonight. Now, Lord, I thank you for each person that's in this place and that they're giving. And, Lord, we thank you that it's going to come back to them in many ways, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Amen. And, Lord, we thank you for your blessings upon each and every one of us. We thank you that Faith City Church building is paid off, that we have enough monies, workers, tools, and facilities to do what we're doing. And, Lord, we thank you for more and more people hearing the gospel and lives being changed because of this ministry. Amen. And, Father God, we love you, we worship you, and we ask you for all these things in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Bless you as you give this evening.
Praise God. He's having a great time. Hallelujah. Well, let's go ahead and stand up one more time. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus. for your goodness, your mercy endures. Everybody say, your goodness and your mercy endures forever. Now give him praise because his mercy and his goodness will extend to you. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. In the name of Jesus, and everybody said amen, amen. And amen. Praise God. Father, if you never see this kind of stuff in your church, this is a Holy Ghost church. Amen. You see these things quite often. People get in touch by the Spirit of God. Some churches don't believe in it. We believe in it in this church. If you come here, you'll see that because God does operations during that time. God does certain things to people. And, you know, joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. And we certainly encourage you to get involved and get involved in what's happening. And don't be like a stick and stand around and let's go ahead and just jump in. When the river is flowing, we float. Well, I want to continue on a message that we've been talking about last few times we met. And it's about Fulfilbishi Baba Labakisa. Shakala Misi de Malamoso. Obrakishi ne manan rekish on the Makosa. Imbrakisha imanana manamokosa. Ah ha 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 ha. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Somebody said, what did he say? Well, he said, well, I don't know. He wasn't talking to me. He's talking to him. The Bible said, he that speaks in an unknown tongue, 1 Corinthians 14 and 2, speaks not unto men but unto God. Howbeit in the Spirit. In other words, when you pray in tongues, you go into the Spirit. That's the best way to go into the Spirit is pray in tongues. He said, howbeit in the Spirit, he speaketh mysteries. The word mysteries means divine truths, hidden truth, not obvious to your senses. So when you speak in tongues, you're speaking the will of God. According to Romans 8, verse 26, 27, and 28, you're praying the perfect will of God. When you pray in tongues, you shut your mind off and you get your spirit involved where the Holy Ghost is inside, resides in your spirit, and he prays out the plan of God because you're not smart enough to pray the plan of God. You're not educated enough to know what God wants to do. So when you're praying in tongues, the Holy Spirit prays out of your spirit. 1 Corinthians 14, 14 says the Holy Spirit prays out of your spirit the perfect will of God. So we thank God for that perfect will. Let's go ahead and exercise that. Exercise, the Bible says when you pray in tongues, you're exercising faith. The best way to get strong faith is to pray in tongues because you have to believe that Holy Spirit is working in you to will and to do his good pleasure. Amen? So let's stand up one more time. Let's go ahead and pray for 30 seconds. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to count to three, and I'm going to put on my timer, and we're going to pray. Let's see how far you can go. Glory to God. Everybody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
So I'm going to do this, and you know, sometimes when you pray in tongues, you think you pray, oh, I prayed for a long time. Just 30 seconds. One, two, three, pray in tongues. Oh, Brakishi. Come on, I want to hear you pray in spirit. Oh, Shakamanishi. Oh, Ravaka Nirishi. Mandara. We believe in the Holy Ghost. Not just Jesus. Not just the Father, but the Holy Ghost. Oh, Braninishi. Makara Dasa. Nakadeshi. Oh, Brakishi. Come on. Oh, ha ha ha. Makara, put some spizzerictum into it. Habrakishi, Mandara Nosha. Don't get too serious. Smile a little bit. Thank you. Thank God that he's doing it. Oh, Brakashata, are you doing okay down there? Mananishi. Oh, we thank you for the will of God, the transforming power of God to operate in this service tonight. That lives will be changed. Lives will be touched. Makare Dishi, Mandarosha. Edekishi, Nana Nakara Dishi, Makara Dosha. The will of God be done. Oh, Braninishi, Mandanaka, Daskishitirebekisho. Oh, in the mighty name, let's go ahead and praise him now. Thank you, Lord, for your will, your plan, your purpose to be done in this house, for everyone here represented, and all the plans and all the things that are happening. May you do a rush job and make the changes on their behalf. In Jesus' name, and everybody said amen, amen. All right, be seated. You need any help? You're an usher, you can help yourself. Praise God. He practiced for many years being an usher. Go to Colossians chapter 4, verse 17, New Living Translation. Paul was talking to a man by the name of Archippus, or Archippus. I believe it was Archippus. And Paul is speaking to him, to this man by the name of Archippus, and he has a message for him. I believe God speaking to Archippus by the Holy Ghost is God speaking to you by the Holy Ghost. The same message. Everybody the same, say the same thing. And say to Archippus, where are you going? Be sure to carry out the ministry the Lord gave you. See, that's why we need to tell people. They run out at a special time. And say to Archippus, be sure to carry out the ministry. Everybody say ministry. Now the word ministry means service or serving. Be sure to carry out the ministry the Lord gave you. Now the question remains is that what ministry did God give you? What is your assignment? What is your purpose? What does God want you to do? In other words, what did he say to do? God sent you to Faith City Church, not just to sit in the service. Maybe you'll sit for a little while, maybe sometimes 6 months before we help you get it to a ministry. You need to sit for a while to figure out some things, and after 6 months, you should be involved in some kind of ministry, hands-on, where you're face-to-face with people, shoulder-to-shoulder with people, doing something. Not what you want, but what we need. Not your special skill, but the skill we believe that you can help us with, even just helping out cleaning or working with people around here, carrying them off and putting them into cars. Cleaning their cars, cleaning their shoes, whatever it is, God said, you maybe pray or clean up the guitar instruments here, the different things, or help somebody out like Nathan, he's got a sore leg. God asks you to do something. Notice he said, be sure to carry out that ministry. God told Archippus to finish the call that he had received of the Lord, and many don't know what God has given them or what they received from God. How can you, we said, how can you finish something you've never heard? Or you've never knew about. It same with me when I first started off as a Christian. I didn't know what God called me to do. I had an inkling generally what he wanted me to do. And there was things like, you know, trying to find a church where I'm supposed to be. There was a number of churches in the city that I needed to be at, that I could have gone, I wanted to say. But there was a place where God had for me. Now, some of us will pick churches that are traditionally, you know, how you pick a church traditionally, you know. You want to go where all the good guys are at. You want to be where all the cool people are at, or they have cool music, whatever it is. Well, for me, I was just tired of just doing things myself. I wanted to follow God, and so God led me to a small church that started. There was very few people in it. They didn't have a ministry, other ministry like we have around here. But somehow, I went to that church the very first night. The Lord put something in me, and this is where I needed to be. It just felt like putting on a brand new jacket that was nice, fitting. This is where comfortable, this is where I needed to be. And so my wife and I, we went to visit other churches way back then after we got married. And we figured if we're going to be married, we need to be somewhere. And so we went to different churches. We went to the different ones around that we thought we would go to where all the cool people were. And yet we didn't fit in there. We couldn't fit in with the cool people. And because we were too cold for them. And so we came to this one church, and so we ended up in that ministry. And so thank God for that. And when the Lord appeared to me in 1998 and came into my car as I was driving down the road, the Lord spoke to me. He said, what are you going to do with the ministry I gave you? And I was pursuing my PhD at that time, trying to go to an area where I believe that I wanted to go for my own benefit, for what I wanted to do. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, what are you going to do with the ministry I gave you, or the gift I gave you? And I didn't know how to answer that because I hadn't discovered at that point, or I was aware of it. So some of you here are not aware of what God has given you. So I'm giving you this lesson so that to show you how to find out what you're supposed to do. Amen. And so I'm sure 98% of you don't know what you want to do yet. And I'm sure of that. you're kind of iffy. You don't know what you'd like to do. You're trying out different things. You maybe got skittish because maybe you failed once or twice and you don't know what to do. Or you're not unsure. You're not confident in yourself that you'll follow through. But over here, God is speaking to you as he spoke to our Archippus. Right now, God is talking to you. And say to John or Jimmy or whoever you are, June or Sandy, be sure to carry out the ministry or the service that the Lord gave you. And so you cannot find, I heard something that somebody said today, yesterday, or listened to something there, that the kingdom of God, you cannot fulfill the laws of God, because the laws of God are involve a whole lot of people, not just yourself. You have to be involved with people. You have to be involved in a certain place at a certain time. You don't quit the church because you don't like people or someone offended you or you offended them. You work it out and you forgive and you use the tools that God gave you. And there's so many people that they're running around and doing different things. And I believe that God will send you here. If God sent you here, fine. And if you're not, we'll send you back to where you came from. And so we work with that. We encourage you. If you have problems somewhere, then go back and tell them that you're leaving, or tell them that you believe that God wants you at Faith City Church, and you come here and you fess up and be a man or a woman of God, and we put you to work, and we see if not that God did call you here. Amen. So evidently, this man by the name of Archippus needed some reminders, and you and I need to be reminded. Many of us, from time to time, we need that. We need somebody to grab a hold of us, talk to us, speak to us into our lives. We need encouragement. We need other people to cheer us on, especially during, if you have a hard place, maybe you go through a hard time right now, and it's not going to be like that forever. Amen. Nothing's forever. Things are changing, always changing. So be careful that to follow through on what you're supposed to do. Now, let's go and see here. Paul told Archippus to follow through. It seems very important that he had to succeed, because your life and his life really hinge on the success of other people. Your success depends on other people succeeding as well. So Archippus was perhaps seemingly didn't feel very important, maybe perhaps. Maybe he didn't feel a significant part of that ministry wherever he was, but God saw fit that it was important for God, for Paul to send him there to talk to him, speak to him. And God sees fit to talk to you today to finish off. And then you might be feeling insurmountable or facing insurmountable hard times, or you have a struggle or a physical ailment or a financial problem or a marriage situation or relationship issues that you can't seem to overcome, and you can't do it on your own, because you need God's power. He can change your life in a short time. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? So because we try to work these things out in our mind, we can't do it. So we need to be careful to finish our assignment. Now I want to show you something here, because I was encouraged by the Lord coming here tonight to speak on something here. You know, everybody's waiting on God. Waiting on God to show them something. They're just sort of waiting. They always say, waiting on. It sounds super spiritual. You know, I'm waiting on God. But really, God is waiting on you to get involved, to do something. You know, I don't know, some of you guys, some TC there, you know, you don't just sit around and wait. You just do something. You might not know what you're going to do next day, but you're going to do something. You're there for a reason and for a certain time. You might not be there forever. You know, I got a nice email from a friend, actually a TC fellow that has been in the program here a number of years ago, and he saw me on television in Winnipeg, and he sent me a message, and he's happy to talk to me at least see me on television. And so we still communicate, and we talk, and he says he missed this place. I said, well, you should have told me that when you were here. We're just kidding. But If you notice something here, so everybody is carrying on. God is telling you to finish your assignment, and yet you're sitting there waiting around for some special word, waiting for something to happen. You might feel like God hit you on the head with a lightning bolt, and all of a sudden you have waves of glory. And then you see all kinds of visions, and you hear God's voice talking to you. But that doesn't happen a whole lot. I had one fellow for years. I'm talking not 2 years, not 3 years. For years, he kept telling me. He gets visions regularly. And I don't know what happened. I said, you know, that's very strange, because that doesn't happen very much in the Bible, where you get visions every year, every once in a while, every week, at a special dream. Or God appears to them, or something happens, and they're always getting some vision. You know, if somebody tells you that, just move away from them very quickly, but very slowly, and don't even try to, you know, like it's because now they're on the junk heap. They sound spiritual, they prophesy, they do different things, and they tell you, but you can tell people are away from the things of God, from the realities of God, when they do stuff like that. Because, you know, God expects us to use our head and follow through on different things. It's not all spiritual. You're not always on a you know, mountaintop and with Jesus. So let's go over here and see something for a second. People are waiting for they're doing things. They're getting off the plan of God. Are you listening to me? They're getting off the plan of God. And they're doing something that God never told them to do. So they're off. Notice this, Luke chapter 17. And I'm going to give you a few scriptures here. But I want to tell you something. Sometimes your friends are looking at you right now, rather strangely, because they see your entreatment, or you're at church, or you went to whatever it is you're doing that's different. You no longer do the things they're doing. You're not laughing at the same jokes and going to the same places. You're hanging around a place like this on a Wednesday night, coming to church. And to some people, this is very strange. You would actually do that. You're a peculiar bunch. So take a Wednesday night and come to church. You know, it's not normal for people in the world to do this. It's not normal. It's strange. So they think you're strange, but you're normal. So now, Luke chapter 17, verse 26 and 30. When the Son of Man returns, will Jesus return?
Yes.
Will he come back?
Yes.
Yeah, if you believe in the second coming, Jesus will come back. We don't know when. Notice this. It will be like, I'm reading the New Living. It will be like it was in Noah's day. How many remember the story of Noah? I heard two people say yes. So in those days, notice this, people enjoyed banquets. How many of you enjoy banquets? I like a good banquet myself. And parties. And weddings. I heard there's going to be a wedding at the end of the month. There's somebody here that I saw in diapers that I saw, you know, is getting married. I must be getting old. I am old, that's what he said. My wife, you know, your wife can hurt you sometime. Ernie, does your wife hurt you? Once in a while, yeah. Pastor Ken, you ever get hurt by your wife? Once in a while. All the time. But, you know, sometimes I don't think they try to hurt us, but sometimes they'll do something. We do things too. But I bought some nice shirts, some basketball kind of like T-shirts. You know, they're long, right? And they fit different. Because I'm not used to wearing a shirt like that because they're too long. I like them a certain cut, you know. So I said to her, I put this one back on because I didn't want to look like a basketball player. She said to me, honey, don't you worry. You will never look like a basketball player. So she hurt my feelings. I would like you to talk to her and tell her to be more gentle with me. Okay? So I got to get her back. Anyway, there'll be parties and weddings right up to the time Noah entered into the boat. And the floods came and destroyed them all. And the world will be as it was in the day of Lot. You know the story of Lot. If you don't know, Google. People went about their daily business, eating and drinking, buying and selling, farming and building, until the morning Lot left Sodom. And fire and burning sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. Yes, it will be business as usual. Everybody say business as usual. Right up to the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Now, I want to tell you something. This is true. Jesus is talking here. If you believe anything about Jesus, he said life is going to go on just like it happened back then. People are going to be people. They're going to live like there's no tomorrow. They're going to do what they want to do. They're going to make choices and change. Never consider God in their decisions. Never consider God and what they're doing. They never ask God where they should go to church. They want to go where they want to go. They want to start a ministry. They never ask God about the ministry. They just wouldn't start it because they figured that I could do it. They went and got a career where they want to get a career, a job where they want to get a job and go to another city where they want to go, never considering asking God what God wanted them to do. So we're asking little children from the very first time when they're little, what do you want to be when you grow up? No, we should be telling the kids that God had a plan for them, that it's their business to find out what God wants them to do. Amen? So, you know, it's not too late. You ask yourself what. So it's going to be business as usual. Remember, God told Archippus, finish the call. It's not business as usual. You got to have to do some work. And like we traveled, this young lady back here, she traveled. Where did you go first? You went to Tulsa. You drove on your own to Tulsa. That's 17 hours or 19 hours, 21 hours, depending how fast you drive and what kind of curves you went to. So, you know, and so she came in there. I saw you come on Monday, I think it was, or Tuesday or something. She drove. I mean, you got to be crazy to drive all the way to Tulsa and get hot. So she came to Tulsa, and then she went to somewhere else over on the east side of the country there, Michigan, and did some things there, did some gymnastics, and came back this way. But this is all she's helping herself in the Lord. She could be doing other things, going to parties, right? Wild parties and smoking pot and doing different things, you know. But she's not doing that. It's for her, it's something different today. You know, all the people, and where's Joe? Joe drove there. Is Joe here tonight? Joe, yeah, he drove with a pink car even. Pink Cadillac. He had the last vehicle. They could not find any other vehicle, so they gave him a pink car. So he drove it all the way to Tulsa and was ridiculed for it by his brothers and sisters in the Lord. But he went anyway, regardless of that. So he went and had some fun. So notice over here in Matthew 24:37, the New Living Translation. When the Son of Man returns, is he going to return?
Yes.
Is Jesus coming back?
Yes.
Okay, so it will be like it was in Noah's day. Now, this is Matthew. Matthew and Luke did not cooperate on how to write this thing. They did not know. It was written on a different time. So he didn't read his scripts and said, I'm going to do the same thing. He said, the Son of Man returns. It will be like the Noah's day. In those days before the flood, the people were enjoying banquets and parties. There's nothing wrong with parties and banquets if it's in line with God's will. And people were enjoying banquets and parties and weddings. Right up to the time, it's you know, it's okay to get married, right? So people are believing God. How many of you are believing to be married in here? Yeah, so it's good to be married. You need to find a mate, right? You got to find a mate, and you know, don't wait till you get old because, you know, you can't hardly walk around, and you need to find somebody. Somewhere along the line, God's going to find you. I believe if you decide, stop trying. I mean, be sharp. Be the kind of man and woman of integrity that when that person finds you, they know it's you. You don't have to search. You don't have to have 25 dates and try something. You're just going to know right away. I said, right away, you're going to know. You're just going to know, just like that. Hey, we're going to get married. Okay, let's go. And so that's what happened to us. I mean, it doesn't happen to everybody, but it happens to us now. It's 32 years, 33 years. And we got married because I stopped trying. I try to do things on my own. But see, that's what people are doing. So they're not fulfilling their ministry because they're so preoccupied with trying to find a mate. So they're running everywhere doing different things that God never intended them. God knows how to find you. And if you're in the right place where at the right time, God's going to find that person. I never knew he was going to find my wife at Lakehead University. I thought she'd be at the Waverly or something like that. The Landmark Inn or something like that. Or go to the circus. The Flying Circus. I mean, you know, you think about that. God knows where you are. He knows where you're situated. So the time of Noah entered his boat, people didn't realize what was going on until the flood came. That's what it says there. So anyway, that's the way it will be when the Son of Man comes, it says in there, in the 39th verse of Matthew 24. So the thing's going to be business as usual, the way the world's carrying on, but we can't be like what the world is, like carrying on. We have to be in kingdom business, figuring out what God wants us to do, you know, and get involved in that, you know. Your best assignment is to be where God wants you to be. Somebody told me, all your provisions is there, wherever God sent you. Your best days are right there where God sent you. And that's your happiest times there. When you know God is with you, even in the midst of storm and trial, you'll know God has taken care of you. He will take care of everything that you'll go through. Faith is not about avoiding, you know, hard times. Faith is learning to go through the hard times in spite of the hard situations. Right? Amen. So, Ernie, I got a question for you. Would you go to a place where there's no KFC? That'd be a hard decision for some people to go to a country or to a place where there's no Kentucky Fried Chicken. But we know that God will send you to a place where there'll be no Kentucky. 1 Peter 4, verse 2. We'll read a few scriptures here. All right. Now, God told this man, Archippus, to finish his calling. And so some people are doing whatever everybody else is doing, whatever the majority is doing. They're going to those parties, going to the banquets, going to the weddings, trying to find a wife, doing this and that. And they're getting all messed up with different priorities that God never told them to. And I believe that we need to get into God's priority. Amen? Did you find 1 Peter 4? Verse 2. You won't spend the rest of your lives chasing your own desires. Everybody say, not me. So if you're not just finishing doing your own desires, chasing your own desires, but you will be anxious to do the will of God. You had enough of the past of evil things that godless people enjoy, their immorality and lust, their feastings and drunkenness and wild parties. Everybody say wild. Say wild parties. Wild parties. That's the NLT says wild parties. And so, and their terrible worship of idols. I wonder what kind of idols are people worshiping today. What kind of idols do you think people are worshiping today?
Netflix.
Is that one of the idols? Sports? Yeah. Entertainment? Cell phones maybe? Yeah. Prescriptions? Or scriptures? What about... People. All right. Let's carry on. This is a very great assignment. Okay, so... Of course, notice this. Of course, your former friends are surprised when you no longer plunge into the flood of wild and destructive things they do. So they slander you. Yeah? Does anybody say, hey, what's wrong with you? You're not good enough for me anymore? Let's go and have a wild party again. Remember that time? Right? And so you get high talking about your highs. And then pretty soon you're involved in it again. You know, so, you know, this is what people fall into, because if you're not in the right place and you get that encouragement to go back, you don't have any defense. If you're not in the will of God, if you're in the will of God, that can't touch you. Right? You say, you know what? Hey, listen, I'm on track with God. I know what I'm doing. I know that's very, I could enjoy that. But I'm not going to because I want to be with the things of God. And so, how many of you ever got pulled back and you were getting pulled back, but you didn't go, you stayed? Amen? So you're staying, you're not going to the things that the world is calling people. So remember, notice this, but remember, they will have to face God, who stands ready to judge everyone, both the living and the dead. So we're going to have to give, a response to what God is going to ask you. Be sure to carry out the ministry. That's the same question he's going to ask you. Did you fulfill the ministry I gave you? I gave you to go to Faith City Church to do work in the apartment there. Did you do it? You said, well, no, I didn't. Where'd you go? I went to, I went to California. I went to White Dog. I went to Red Lake. Right? So you say, I just left. I wasn't interested in there. But God is calling you, asking you what you're going to do. And I believe he's asking that very question right now by the Spirit of God. But God is talking to every one of you right now. This word is a living word. And by the Spirit of God, he's talking to you right now to fulfill that call. But remember, everything's going to carry on the way it is. And when you go out from the church and you go live in the world, you can forget what's going on here. And say, hey, that's a good message Pastor said to me. But I don't really, he's not really talking to me. No, God is talking to you. Colossians 4:7 is for you. It's by the Spirit of God talking to you and trying to make you see that your decisions didn't end up as good as you thought it would be. Making decisions on your own. I remember making decisions I was doing. And I would get involved with different things, get different people, different activities, men, women, doing different things. And it would never worked out for me. Until one day I said, you know what? I'm gonna follow what God wants. Because I was so tired, sick and tired of the world. So depressed, so distressed about the world that I wanted peace in my life to follow God. And yes, sin is joyful in a sense, in the flesh for a short time. There's pleasure in it, but there's an end to it, and it's going to sting you. So Romans chapter 14:10 says, 1 Peter 4:2 says, you will stand before God, and God will judge you. And Romans 14:10 says that we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Jesus is asking you right now to fulfill your calling. He's going to ask you the same question at the end at some time. He's going to ask you, did you fulfill the call? Then over here, 2 Corinthians 5:10, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Everyone that received the things done in this body, according that he had done, whether it be good or bad. We all will give account to God, to Jesus, to say what we did. So every one of us has a ministry. 1 Peter 4:10 says this. Let's go look at it on the screen. Everybody look at it, because I don't have it on my notes. God has given each of you a gift from his variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. You're saying, well, I don't know what it is. Well, you need to find out. You find out by coming to church, hanging around with people who know the Bible, people who pray, people who worship, people who go to Wednesday night service, Sunday morning, Sunday night, people who go to conferences, people who talk about things of God. They can help you. Go to a pastor. God has put pastors in the church for this very reason. You need a pastor. You need people around you. You need people to encourage you, people to tell you when things are bad, to tell you the truth. You need to come to me sometimes. Some of you say, God, listen, bro. They say, bro. Pastor, am I doing the right thing? I said, no. You're not doing the right thing. You need to do this or do that. Or, yes, you're doing the right thing here, but over here, you know, you're not doing something. So little things. You know, people ask questions. I read sometimes, you know, you see people with a void of spiritual knowledge. They say all kinds of things on Facebook. Ask questions. They shouldn't be asking online, especially if you're a spirit-filled, born-again Christian. You shouldn't be asking stupid questions online. Amen. It shows your immaturity. Ask people. Don't ask those kind of questions online. Just put things on there that are going to encourage people and be a blessing there. Don't be destructive on there. Don't be telling people what to do and how they should live their lives. Just go ahead and be encouragement and show something nice on there. Show a nice picture of yourself. Give good selfies eating chicken or something. Just be nice about it. Don't try to force people until you've done it yourself. You know, when you're finding, you find the will of God. You know, the will of God is easy to find if you just get away from your flesh. Amen? Praise God. Let's go ahead and close. We have 3 more minutes, but I'm going to give it back to you because I took your time last week. Let's go ahead and stand up. Say, I'm going to finish my call. That's pretty lazy, guys. It's gay. Come on. Hallelujah. Let's stand up, every one of us, in the name of Jesus. I gave you 3 scriptures that says that you will give account. You hear me right now? 1 million years from now, 1,000 years from now, the same message is going to be relevant. I mean, when you die, you leave this world. This is where you have to do the things you're supposed to do here. You know, God wants you to do something, find something. Father, we pray for every person here, sound of my voice, that there is something for them to do. We commit ourselves to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your plan, your purpose, your will. You have something in store for me. What is it, Lord? What is it? So I'm asking you right now to reveal what it is you want them to do. It might be something very simple. It might be something that you've been putting off for a long time. I want to ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, make the commitment to follow God to do what he's called you to do. Father, whatever it is that you're speaking to them right now, you're telling them, yes, I've asked you to do this, but you haven't done it for a couple of years. I'm asking you one more time to carry through your assignment. So, Father, I want to thank you for it right now that you've spoke to the people by your holy written word that they will finish the assignment. They will find out what it is, and they'll do it. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, everybody said amen. 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 All right, go ahead and find somebody. Shake their hand before you leave. Kiss them. Hug them. Hallelujah. Those of you that are watching online, I thank God for you. If you're still there in the name of Jesus, we tell you to right now, to give yourself to the Lord. And all you have to do is say, Jesus, come into my heart. Save me. I don't know what to do with my life. I know I need salvation. I give myself to you. In Jesus' name, give me salvation because I repent of my ways. In Jesus' name, amen. Just simple prayer. You don't have to be fancy words. Just say, Jesus, save me. Help me. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll see you next time. God bless you.